Hello, today is Thursday, November 18th. I'm Tracy Anderson, and let's talk about some markets. Okay, so we're 1 week to Thanksgiving. I hope everybody is ready to enjoy great food with family and friends. Let's be thankful we've made it this far and look forward to some fun holiday season. Let's look at beef, and I think this holiday beef rally is going to be pretty pathetic this year. The big move up on ribeyes and tenderloins isn't going to be so big. Instead of dollars, I'm thinking more quarters. This year's long, high pricing just doesn't seem to have much upside left, in my opinion. Cattle harvest was 655,000 head last week, up from 650 the week before. These healthy numbers will keep product available on the market. Thin meats like brisket and flank have some upside, but the leader up right now is ground beef. We may see some downward movement on grinds in the coming weeks, but right now it's all up. I do think January is also going to be some strong numbers for ground beef pricing. Rounds and chucks are pretty steady right now. Buy what you need. I don't think there's too much more upside for this holiday market, which is just amazing to think a week before Thanksgiving. Now we'll look at pork, and bellies are really coming off. Yesterday's close was 121, down $35 from last week's close of 156. I didn't think we'd get down this far, but here we are. Labor is still no better, but if you can buy bacon, now's the time to buy it. Loins and butts seem to have found some support and may be moving a little higher, but still pork is overall lower and should continue that way for the next few weeks. Hams have some seasonal demand, but nothing too exciting. Now let's look at chicken, and chicken has another week off of the main poultry stage, and pricing and availability seem to be in pretty good balance. Production is pretty strong, so we may have some lower numbers in the next few weeks. Chicken is still historically high, but I think we could see movement lower soon. Now look at grain, and it seems every week there's another bad news story. This time, looking at the cost of fertilizer. I don't pretend to know much of anything about agricultural fertilizer, but as it was explained to me, corn takes twice the fertilizer of soybeans. As farmers look at what crops to plant in 2022, the cost of fertilizer will be a big part of that decision. But before we even get to 2022 crops, let's finish this year's corn and soy harvest, which this week are about done. Now Brazil is about 85% complete in planting for their crop, and all signs point to a great year. Of course, anything can happen in the next few months. Our crop pricing is creeping up. Yesterday's corn close was $5.85, up from last week $5.79. I don't see anyone projecting this move over $6. However, export demand is strong, so it's worth watching. Soy's moving higher as well. Again, exports are pushing soy higher. There's no letup in the wheat front. Last week, we talked about Russia imposing an export tax to keep more product in country. Now Russia will imposing export quotas for the new year. Wheat pricing continues higher, and product remains in short supply. And finally, a quick look at dairy. As of Thursday, barrel is down 6, block is down 5, and butter is up 1. A pretty typical holiday season market. Butter's about 10 cents higher than I expected, but still not going to be alarmed. Product is well available, though labor and transportation are challenges, but that's not anything special to dairy. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do it again next week.